Romans chapter 11, beginning at verse 11. So I ask, did they stumble in order to fall permanently? Absolutely not. Rather, by their trespass, salvation came to the Gentiles to make the Israelites jealous. Now, if their trespass meant riches for the world, and their failure meant riches for the Gentiles, how much more will their fullness mean? I am speaking to you, Gentiles. For as long as I am an apostle to the Gentiles, I am going to speak highly of my ministry. Perhaps I may make my own people jealous, and so save some of them. For if their rejection meant the reconciliation of the world, what does their acceptance mean other than the dead coming to life? If the part offered as first fruits is holy, so is the whole batch. And if the root is holy, so are the branches. But if some of the branches were broken off, and you, a wild olive branch, were grafted in among them and share in the rich sap from the root of the olive tree, do not boast that you are better than the branches. If you do boast, remember that you are not supporting the root, but the root is supporting you. Then you will say, branches were broken off so that I am grafted in. That is true. But remember that they were broken off because of unbelief, and you remain in place by faith. Do not be conceited, but stand in awe. For if God did not spare the natural branches, he will not spare you. So take note of God's kindness and severity, severity on those who have fallen, but God's kindness on you, if you remain in his kindness. Otherwise, you also will be cut off. And if they do not remain in unbelief, those branches will be grafted in again, because God is able to graft them in again. For if you were cut off from a wild olive tree and, contrary to nature, were grafted into a cultivated olive tree, how much more easily will these natural branches be grafted back into their own olive tree?
You've been enjoying Through My Bible in 3 years. To receive a daily email of these readings, visit www.wells.net/subscribe. May God richly bless your day.